Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
What is good with you on this Tuesday on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, with Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman, and for Max Kellerman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as ESPN2. Fellas, what's going on this morning?
What up, baby?
Morning, Fast Freddie and Jason Williams. How are you guys this morning?
What up, Fast Freddie?
We're good. That's my old radio name when I first got started in radio in Portland, Maine.
Freddie, what was the other name we gave you last time we were on the show together? Do you remember?
Well, you've given me so many names. I've lost count with you two. I really have.
Was it Pimpin' Freddie?
It wasn't. I don't think it was that. I don't think it was part of the Pimp Chronicles.
It was something had to do with being slick. I know that much.
Yeah, something
like that. You guys tried to do the whole Iceberg Slim thing.
Hot sauce, Freddie.
There it is.
Hot sauce. We knew we would remember. We knew we would remember.
Hot sauce, Freddie.
At least it would have brought memory back to our memory when it comes to the different names you guys have given me.
What up, hot sauce?
How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing good, Key. We got no AC up in here, so, I'm sweating in this afternoon.
Yeah, because it's hotter than bad breath down in New York, man.
It's like 85 degrees at 6 in the damn morning.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell Paul to adjust the AC, or is it broke?
Well, the AC works in the entire building but this room, Key. You know what this room.
But it only works in the entire building and not that room because you're allowing them to keep it that way. You're supposed to go flex your muscles and tell them, look.
Oh, boy.
Look fix this.
Why do you sound like a parent? Look.
Yes.
Listen, well, I am a parent.
Look at me.
No, that's what you got. You got to go flex your muscles and let them know your show is the most important show in the building,
Paulie,
as of right now.
Come here, Paulie.
So let's make the adjustment
now
so that I'm not sweating and my clothes aren't damp by the time I get off the show. There you go.
Paulie's here. Paulie's
going to take care of it.
Yo. It's damn time we get some AC in this room. Look, this is what we need. Do you understand me?
It's like a brother's version of Goodfellas right now.
Okay. See, that's what happens, Key. I try to be affirmative, and I just get a joke from Paul. Like, it doesn't even work. He can't even take me. I can't take myself seriously. I can't sound like you.
That sound like me? What do you mean?
What do you mean by that? Saying, I want to know that, too.
Get your head out of your ass.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying you got to be matter of fact and let them know. You are burning up, and you're sweating, and it looks like you just finished a game, and now you're ready to – get some air conditioning, and they got to help you out.
In other words, Jay, will Keyshawn say, getting in touch with inner Kevin Durant and make your demands known?
Ooh. That's what he's saying.
Wait, before we get into that, because that's a lot. I'm just fanning myself.
Freddie tried. He tried.
No.
We got
all morning to get to that. I'm just putting it out there.
I haven't kicked it with Key in a minute, Key.
I know. Take your time.
How's vacation been, Key? Give me all the details. You've been gone for a while.
No, it was good, man. As I told Freddie, I came out a little darker than I went in.
But started a whole nother conversation.
But I got a little tone, a little redness to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was fun. It was fun. I enjoyed myself, man. This vacation, one of the better vacations I've had in a long, long time.
Now, was like one of those vacations, Key, where on the tail end of it, you're like, I'm ready to go back to work.
No. Not at all.
It was not.
Because really, my juices don't really start to go until we get to the regular season. I'm good with where baseball is. My Dodgers are sitting tight.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing going on in Lakerland, right? There's obviously the Brooklyn Nets situation with Kevin Durant. So you kind of trying to find stuff this time of year to really talk about. Training camp stories are cool, but I can only talk about Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold for so long until my tongue starts to get dry. And so, think about it, though.
Well, you don't want to break down who's going to be the best second-year quarterback in Zach Wilson or Trevor Lawrence? You don't want to dig into that?
I'm going to do it because I have to do it, and our fans out there, they want to know what's going on with their teams. I'm good with it, but it's like I don't really, really have to do that. I would rather wait until, the time
one,
to have to really, really do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
But no, it was cool, man, hanging out. You know how it is, Jay, when you get a chance to hang out with family and friends for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
And the great thing about it is, all seriousness, jokes aside, is you take a step back, and I was having these conversations with my kids along the way, how fortunate you are in life to be able to be in a position to be able to go on extended vacations. Sure. And I was saying to myself, you know, just talking to them after a couple in, having that conversation after a couple in.
That's a real deep-ass conversation, too.
deep conversation after a few watermelon crushers, so to speak, with tequila and watermelon. And you start having a conversation about how fortunate we are in our position to be able to have an extended vacation, and you go back to your own childhood to try to give them some perspective on, I don't even mean vacation. Vacation was going, spring break, that was going up the street to the damn Venice Beach and walking around looking at some stuff on the weekend only. So, you know, I didn't know anything about growing up getting in a car, driving somewhere to, I don't know, to a hotel and having your kids swim in the swimming pool. Okay. I had no idea about that growing up as a kid. So, you know, you just sit back, you just check it out. You see all the different people and how people are moving around. Jay, you know, you people watch.
Yeah, all
you,
day.
All so day
my favorite
long.
Things so to do.
That thing, that's a beauty. But one thing that I would tell you, I'm glad it's over for another reason. That we'll have offline on that
offline
conversation.
Combo?
Yeah. Oh, man, but I'm glad it's over because, bro.
Hey, Freddie, whenever your homie hits you with the bro, you know, you know it's another level conversation.
It's one of those where there's certain words, sometimes, like we always say, sometimes words can speak a lot if you only say one word. When somebody says one word in that kind of tone, it says so much more about what was going on.
Yeah, I'm just glad I'm able to do it. That's all.
Yeah. Everybody should be, more than ever before in this day and age, you get a chance to enjoy time with family or just enjoy life with everything that's going on in this world. Those things really become precious.
I don't care if it's sports, inside, outside of
that.
Man, I had, Jay, you talk about storylines, because I was gone for basically 3 weeks. In those 3 weeks, imagine the paywall that you would get from me in the 3 weeks that I was gone offline. Just all the shenanigans and different stuff and people and just all just, you know, you just checking it out, how people staring, how people looking, what people doing, how people arguing with their spouses in the public. It just, you sit back and you're like, this world is really crazy out here.
Yes, yes.
Which makes me believe, like, I can't wait until we start doing shows where we can watch people while we're doing the show. It just makes it so much more fun. You know what I mean? Like a real crowd, real entertainment to bring into
the
show.
But I can guarantee you, there's one thing that I did not do, Jay.
And that is?
Wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
And watch the show?
No, slow down. And waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning, going out, trying to get some seating for me and my family at a resort. I promise you I did not do that. That's for damn.
Hey, man, DJ. Don't hate on my style and my approach.
I was going to say.
You know, I'm the hardworking man approach,
I'm not waking up
at
6 a.m.
Hey.
Going nowhere for no damn chair.
My complexion looks like I got the cabana with the. Yours does not look like you got the like the cabana.
No, I'm.
You
I'm
are
still
as dark.
Peeling.
You are as crispy as your. As
crispy.
Your
no, but I'm a crispy. Cool, I mean, come on, man. I'm
yeah,
dark,
no, black is beautiful, baby.
Yeah, you
it's
said crispy.
It's a different dark crispy. Though. It's more a little bit of red tone to it. Kind of, you know, with this the high,
yeah, we had this conversation
smile,
yesterday, Jay.
You know,
believe
all that
me.
Sort of beauty to it, Jay. There's something about that.
The red tone.
It's like his sexiness is coming through, Jay, no matter what. That's what Key is saying. That's what
he's
saying.
The red tone, man. I got some red tones in me, Jay.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Hey, Jay, you started it. You made yourself uncomfortable.
You know what? I never peeled before.
Here we go.
Did you
my
peel?
Body is peeling.
You're peeling?
Yeah. Yeah, all my shoulders and, you know, all up in here, my shoulders and stuff.
Because the sun is undefeated.
Hey, do you always
Well, it's not that. You know what it is? What? That's true, too, though, Freddie. But what it is some of the places that I was at, the sun is, I guess, brighter or something like that. Because I don't, I could walk
around.
Closer
to the equator, hotter,
Yeah, absolutely.
I could walk around in L.A. and I just get dark. Nothing happens. But sitting out in those locations. You know, I just turned a different color. It was just weird.
Is there a reason? Do you always give the peace sign in all of your pictures that you post? Because
that's his chill sign. I don't know if it's a peace sign. It may be more of his
chill
sign.
I don't know. Should I change it up?
I mean every key was
maybe.
Everyone, though.
I mean, I could move some fingers around if you want me to, Jay.
I would say you had a cocktail in one hand. It was every pic. doing it.
Glad you're stalking social media.
Yes. He's lurking. I don't know if he's stalking. By the way, Key mentioned this. Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield that he does not want to talk about till week one are the perfect pair to fight for a starting spot. Brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. So we are going to talk about Kevin Durant as Jay Will tried to get in touch to enter Kevin Durant to get some air conditioning down there at the Seaport, because Kevin Durant let the Brooklyn Nets know, this is what I want. We're going to tell you exactly how the Brooklyn Nets made the right decision to clap back after this from Omega Accounting. Is your small, medium-sized business still recovering from the pandemic? Well, let Omega Accounting Solutions help. I want to tell you how Omega can help your business get a $26,000 refund for each employee with the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC. This powerful tax credit is based on the wages and health care costs you paid employees during the pandemic. That's right. This is money you already paid the government, and you can get back just with keeping your employees working during the pandemic. So call Omega at 1-800-704-2000 or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com and fill out the form for a free consultation. Omega is a BBB partner with 15 years experience navigating tax incentives. They have recovered over $300 million in cash ERC refunds for customers in the last 6 months alone. From restaurants to solar companies, your business could be next. Get started now by calling Omega at 800-704-2000 or go to OmegaTaxCredits.com for a free consultation before the government's filing window closes and this refund is gone for good.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Here's a term I never heard on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Wins, Freddie Coleman, and ESPN Radio, that you can get Key a pay raise when your vacation is over.
Yeah, you can get a pay raise. It's like when your kids graduate from school. You get an increase in your pay because you don't have to pay that anymore. You don't have to account for that anymore. It's like vacations. Like, I don't have to account for 15 popsicles at $7 a piece. Like, you don't have to. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's like,
I can only imagine.
Because you cannot say no, Jay.
You know, when
you're
going to
tell a kid they can't have a popsicle, it's 110 degrees.
Here's the kind of kid I would be. You know, like when you, and I'm sure it happened with your family, when you go to a resort, you get like a room number. So we would just go to we'd be going to the restaurant and stuff. 709. Just put it on 709. Every right. 709. Oh, yeah. 709. Mm-hmm. Man, at the end of the day, you get that bill. You're like, wait, how much? Wait a second.
Jay, man, you don't even understand. You don't even say. And so me, I'm specifically telling the pool people, hey, that's room 1518. That's room. My bill is separate than theirs.
Yes.
Even though I'm with everybody, Jay, uh-huh. right?
Right.
I don't mind. So, you know, Jennifer, she get mad. She done got mad. You shouldn't be. I said, Jen, I'm not paying for all the, you know, any other conversation, right? It's like, I'm not doing this right here.
They're not with us. They're not with us,
but they not. They got their own damn money for their kids.
Uh-huh. See, yes.
You know?
That's what happens, though, Key. On those occasions, people just naturally start through. I'm like, no. Y'all work hard enough for yourself. Exactly. Wait, y'all ain't going to try to sneak attack my ass. Yeah. That ain't happening.
Little Tyrone and Keith and little Melissa, they hanging out with your kids,
uh-huh.
and they think they can just put it on your bill.
No, nope.
Yeah. It's like, okay, once.
Hey,
but we ain't getting ready to just keep doing this.
1 minute.
That's where
$7 popsicles, though, Jay.
That's what I think.
Plus the taxes. So it might have been like close to $10 mm-hmm. a popsicle.
Hey, Key, that's where you just yell out to the kid's name. Say his kid's father's name is Frank. Hey, Frank, what room number you on? Get Johnny with the popsicle.
And the cold thing about it is you cannot tell your kids no.
Mm. Yeah, good luck with that.
You can't tell them no because mm-hmm. the people that they with also are getting their eighth popsicle in the last hour.
See? So I'm trying to tell you, Key.
Or the virgin mojitos that they don't drink.
So I'm trying to tell you, Keita.
Or the virgin daiquiris that they buy and they just sit there and all the foam bubble to the top because they back in the pool.
Jeez.
And now it's not good anymore.
The resorts I go to, the mojitos only cost like $5. Mm-hmm. See, that's what I'm trying to tell you, man.
Jay, well,
get out there and get your cabana early.
Jay, well, I guarantee.
Lock in your seats.
I'm not going, Jay. Yeah. He's not happening.
He's not happening. He never wants to hear two things ever again. Popsicles and chicken fingers. He's had enough of that for a lifetime.
No, we're not doing that.
For whatever reason, he doesn't believe in Sean Marks and Steve Nash and doesn't see the Nets as a place that he has a good chance to win and therefore doesn't want to waste a season when he's getting old.
That's the question that I don't think anyone has an answer for. Why does he feel this way?
Imagine that.
Well, Kevin Durant wants to rule the Brooklyn Nets world. And the Brooklyn Nets are determined not to let him have that. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance, with Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, and Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as ESPN2. And, Jay, I'll defer to you on this one because I know Key has plenty of thoughts about that. Can't wait to hear what he has to say. But Kevin Durant, let it be known. Look, it's either me or Sean Marks, the GM, or Steve Nash, the head coach. Joe Tsai, the Brooklyn Nets governor, not just owner, but governor, said, I'm supporting my front office and coaching staff. I'm going to make the best decisions in the interest of the Brooklyn Nets. Mm-hmm. Let this yardstick measuring contest continue between both of these two.
Look, man, Kevin Durant can huff and puff all he wants. He could tell me that it's either me or it's Sean Marks or Steve Nash if that rumor is true, if that is actually what went down. We're still waiting for that to be confirmed. But if that is what is true, if I were Joe Tsai, I would say, I'm going to call you chicken. I'm going to call your bluff. At the end of the day, if I can't receive equivalent value or more for a trade for you, I can't move you, KD. I can't move you. Now, there may be some wiggle room here with Steve Nash because Steve Nash, and you may be doing Steve Nash an actual favor mm-hmm. if this were to go down, because I think it puts Steve Nash in a really difficult bind for him with no head coaching experience, getting a chance to coach a team that has KD and Kyrie on it, who have injuries, who haven't been able to play together collectively. It's been a lot going on, right? So if there's wiggle room with Steve Nash, fine. Sean Marks, I am not moving away from. But Steve Nash, if there's somebody better suited to lead this team, we can find wiggle room. But at the end of the day, if you don't want to play at the age of 33 with 4 years left on your deal, I'm going to hold firm. And if you want to spend the next 4 years of your career not being paid to play basketball until you're 37, 38, then let's play that game. Let's see who wins. Because I'm not going to compromise my franchise and get less than what we feel like the best player in basketball we're worth getting for him. Because it's more than Rudy Gobert and it's more than what the Boston Celtics or the Toronto Raptors would have given up. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't move. It's great that he can tell me what he wants it to be, but it doesn't mean that I need to move.
Yeah, but you're going to do something, though, Jay.
I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, you really have to, because here's what I would say about the Kevin Durant situation from the way that I look at it. Is when Kevin Durant gives them an ultimatum on Steve Nash and Sean Marks being sent packing if they want him to return back to Brooklyn. That now puts Josiah in a position of somewhat delicate, because if you decide that you're not going to move Kevin Durant and you're going to keep Steve Nash and Sean Marks, now your season is wasted. You're doing a disservice to the Brooklyn Nets and the Brooklyn Nets fan base. If you move him, that's great, because you're not falling to this ultimatum, having a player dictate to you what the franchise should be on a head coaching front and a general manager front. That's the wrong message to send. You got to remember, there's other owners in this league with star players. In the moment the star players start to dictate general manager, head coach, we've seen head coach. We've seen that before. We watched growing up, you and I, Freddie, I don't even know if Jay was born then, but when Magic Johnson made the decision to go to Dr. Buss and say, hey, I can't play with Paul West. Is it Paul Westhead?
Paul Westhead was the coach.
Paul Westhead is the coach.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what happened after that? They got rid of Paul Westhead. The Laker dynasty was forever again. Then you think about LeBron James. LeBron James said, hey, I can't play with this. Got to get rid of this dude. Ty Lue comes in, they win a championship. But that has to happen. And now we're only talking about the coach, but he wants the general manager gone as well. That's hard to do. Coaches, the star players in basketball, we see that all the time to a degree. But a general manager and a head coach, Jay, that's hard. He cannot set that precedent as an owner. But you can move him, because bringing him back with Steve Nash on the bench and Sean Marks in the building, that'll be a disaster.
Well, Key, that's
walking past each other in the locker room. So you have to move him.
Well, that's
you have to.
I would be more than I would be willing to move Steve Nash. I wouldn't move Sean Marks. Mm-hmm. But here's what happens.
But I need them both gone.
Yeah, but
I didn't say either or.
But this is the thing, though. This is where we're gonna have to find middle ground, though. Because
but
we're going to have to, or I'm just going to sit on it, Key. Like, so do you want to jeopardize the next 4 years of your career? Because for me, if I'm an owner, I'm not going to allow you to do that to my franchise.
But you're jeopardizing the franchise for the next 4 years as an owner, so you're doing a disservice not only to the team, you're doing a disservice to the community in which they pay to come see your team play.
But, Key, you're forcing my hand. You're trying to force my hand. And what happens by this getting leaked, like, you're not helping your trade value. You're diminishing it. Because now if I'm another team, if I'm looking at this, I'm saying, I'm not going to come to Brooklyn and give you more now for Kevin Durant. If anything, I'm going to cross my arms and sit back and wait, because this is a matter of time before it implodes.
But Jay, his value is what his value is.
But Key,
his can't get but so much for him no matter how great he is.
He's the best player in basketball.
But the problem is, because the relationship is fractured and everybody already knows that he wants out, that already diminished his trade value from day one. What should have happened a long time ago was a sidebar conversation and an understanding that this is what we're going to do, and we're going to move you, but it's going to take some time. Just sit tight, but we will move you, opposed to we're not going to move you. We're not going to move you. Because once you tell a player we're not going to do something, you back him up in the corner. He's got to come out swinging. However it was leaked, Now his trade value is diminished, but it's already diminished because you messed up out the gate when you didn't have that private conversation.
Well, we don't know that they didn't have private conversations. We also know that they didn't we're not going to move him, right? Like, so, like, all I'm saying is, to me, by this leaking, by this coming out, if you're another team, you're not going to come back to the table with more. All I'm saying is it makes you revisit certain scenarios, Toronto, Boston, I get all that. But I'm telling you, Keith, for Jaylen Brown and Derek White and some draft picks, I'm not doing that, man.
Well, I'm not even talking about
– Adam Silver step in before it's all said and done.
I'm not even talking about the compensation. All I'm simply talking about is when a player asks to be traded and you refuse to trade him, it's hard for that player to How can a coach coach him in a general manager's guy, and he does not want to be there?
Well, that's what, but he's had all the autonomy. This is why I'm so confused. This is why I think this whole thing is delusional, Key. All the assistant coaches pretty much have been co-signed by KD. Even if he didn't pick Steve Nash, he still had to co-sign it.
Doesn't matter.
Even them getting DeAndre Jordan for $40 million and letting go of Jared Allen had to be co-signed. Even them getting draft picks for James Harden had to be co-signed. So at the end of the day, where's your accountability here? I'm not going to allow you to run over me if I'm Joe Tsai.
Jay, before we move on, have you ever bought something and returned it?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
but that doesn't mean anything.
Kevin Durant bought something, and all the coaches and Steve Nash.
What's the return policy?
And
how
guess
long?
Because
I think this one
he's
is expired.
He's returning it now.
I think it's expired.
And they've got to accept it.
After 2 years, 60 days, it expires. After 2 years, it definitely expires.
We're going to leave it here for now because we'll talk about this more in about 30 minutes. And both of these guys will get into what does Kevin Durant really want outside of being traded from the Brooklyn Nets. We'll do that in 30 minutes here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Good stuff by Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman, and for Max Kellerman on ESPN Radio and ESPN2. And the real Super Bowl sleepers are blank. Key fills in that blank next, so keep it here on ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
And these real rankings brought to you by Dell for your small business needs. Call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and ESPN2. I can guarantee you these rankings will have nothing to do with Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold. So Key will not be driven crazy with these rankings. These are his top five Super Bowl sleepers, and he'll go from number five to number one.
Number five.
The Arizona Cardinals. I know DeAndre Hopkins will be out of the lineup for the first 6 weeks of the regular season, but they do have the paid Kyler Murray at the quarterback spot. I think they're in a tough division with San Francisco and the Rams, but they certainly were a playoff team a year ago for the first time for Kyler Murray. They get back in the playoffs again this year. This is a dark horse sleeper team for me.
Number four.
Number four, the Las Vegas Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders made a decision to go out and get Devontae Adams to give Carr another weapon on the outside perimeter game. Josh Jacobs in the backfield, certainly seen what the Raiders said recently. We're not looking to trade him because they feel like their offense can be one of the most potent offenses in the National Football League. When you got Waller at the tight end spot, you got Hunter Renfrow in the slot and Devontae Adams on the other side, that's a lot of firepower for Carr to do his thing along with Josh McDaniels.
Number three,
the New England Patriots, Josh McDaniels' former spot as an offensive coordinator. Here's why I think when you cannot discount Bill Belichick, although many people are saying, who's the offensive coordinator, who's going to be calling the plays, I don't give a damn. Bill Belichick is there. They'll figure it out. He doesn't do stupid things, that's for sure. Mac Jones in his second year, they'll try as much as they can to take some of the training wheels off no matter who's calling the plays. They certainly have upgraded with Devontae Parker at the receiver position and Nelson Aguilar. The defense is a little bit better. I like where they sit in the division. I know a lot of people think the Buffalo Bills are going to run away with it. Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots, with or without Tom Brady, has always hovered around and figured out how to make a run into the playoffs.
Number two,
the Philadelphia Eagles. A sleeper now. Remember, this team went to the playoffs with a young Jalen Hurts at quarterback, a young Devontae Smith. Now they add A.J. Brown to the mix, a couple defensive players, young rookies out of Georgia. This team is poised to make a strong, deep run into the playoffs. Some would say they're on the same par, slightly above the Dallas Cowboys in this division. The Philadelphia Eagles could win the division, put themselves in the right seating to make a run to the Super Bowl.
Number one,
a lot, as Jay would say, don't really mess with Kirk Cousins in the Minnesota Vikings. But you got to think, sometime change is for the better. Mike Zimmer was there for a very, very long time. First time head coach now is Kevin O'Connell, comes over for the Rams. They still got Thielen. They still got Jefferson. Dalvin Cook in the backfield. And Kirk Cousins is as serviceable as they can be in the National Football League. This is the reason the Minnesota Vikings continue to keep paying him high salary. We really don't know. We assume that the Green Bay Packers are going to run away with the division. Minnesota might have something to say with that. Therefore, they landed in the top spot in my Super Bowl sleepers.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Who is your biggest Super Bowl sleeper right now? Key has his top five Super Bowl sleepers from number five to number one. Cardinals at five, Raiders at four, Patriots at three, Eagles at two, Vikings at one. Weigh in. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Who is your biggest Super Bowl sleeper right now? And Key, you and Pat Costello, our producer, got into it about the Saints being asleep, and Key went whole ham on Pat Costello, who said the Saints would be a Super Bowl sleeper.
Super Bowl sleeper for what? They got a better team than guys that are picked to win the Super Bowl. I don't understand. Is it a Jameis Winston fight? Like, what is it that people just don't like saying that the Saints are a very good football team? They were 5-2 a year ago prior to Jameis Winston's injury. They get Michael Thomas back, which is a key. Here's how I look at this. Michael Thomas is essentially a high-priced free agent coming back to a team that added – Landry at the slot position, Chris Olave to lift the coverage. Yes, they'll be missing They'll be missing Alvin Kamara at some point in time throughout the beginning of the season. But Ingram is there. He's more than capable of carrying the load until such due time. And the defense is solid and sound all the way around. So I don't understand how they would even be in a sleeper category.
Could it be for the fact that now Dennis Allen, first-time head coach, right, defensive coordinator? I know Carmichael has been there for a long time, but like the continuity of not having Sean Payton there, Jameis Winston coming off injury, what level of quarterback will Jameis Winston be? I mean, there still are major question marks around what the ceiling is for this team, right, considering upon like the level of play from Winston. So I can see how it could fit.
But it's not a sleeper situation. You mentioned Dennis Allen, the former defensive coordinator who turned head coach, former head coach of the Oakland Raiders once upon a time before being fired, has been there as a long-tenured defensive coordinator for Sean Payton, who exited in retirement, who's sitting around waiting on the Miami Dolphins, the Chargers, or the Dallas Cowboys potentially to open up a year from now. But Pete Carmichael, who is the offensive coordinator, remember, called plays under Sean Payton for Sean Payton when Sean Payton was gone due to absence of suspension in the Bounty Gate situation. So you have some familiarity there, and you still have that culture that was there and created with Sean Payton. So I wouldn't worry about that at all. In fact, they own the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the regular season. And when you think about it, Tampa Bay has a new head coach and a former head coach of the New York Jets, and Todd Bowles gets his second opportunity now to be a head coach. So they're in the same situation. The only difference is they got Tom Brady, right? That's what you're going to tell me. Oh, they got Tom Brady. They're in the same situation. Got a new head coach.
I firmly believe that a lot of people have a lot of, I don't want to say anticipation or having a lot of love for the Saints, because they still wonder what kind of quarterback Jameis Winston is going to be.
That's my question.
They still have it in the back of their minds, Key, that this is a guy that threw 30 picks and they moved on from him for Tom Brady. They don't give enough credit for Jameis Winston that at times he did what the offense told him to do, and he was able to make those kind of plays, and interceptions happen because they make those kind of plays. I think people have a lot of apprehension about putting the Saints in that category because they still – go back to what Jameis Winston did, despite throwing for over 5,000 yards and 30 touchdowns. They were that 30-plus interception number in their head regarding him.
No question about it. But, again, Pete Carmichael, who is the offensive coordinator, primary play caller for Dennis Allen and the Saints right now, and not Sean Payton, coached Jameis Winston over the last couple years. So he understood, better yet, that the 30 interceptions was a problem under Bruce Arians and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They fixed that in New Orleans, okay? And I'm sure Jameis Winston's not going to revert back, nor would they allow him to do the things that Bruce Arians and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers allowed him to do. It was very clear from a year ago or even a year before that in the mop-up duty that he did get at times what he looked like at the quarterback spot, because they didn't ask him to do all the unnecessary things because he had talent around him. It was a little bit different in Tampa, okay? So I know how people feel about Jameis. It's just one of those deals. When somebody gets a thought about you as a player,
sure, they
continue to keep riding with it no matter what. You can go and win 8 MVPs and everything. They still going to come back to the crab legs in college. That's just in their mind. Regardless.
Well, Freddie, too, plus, you know, in Tampa Bay, no risk it, no biscuit, right? I mean, that's a style in which Bruce Arians wants to play. Sean Payton, way more methodical. The experience of being tutored, like – you know, under his tutelage for a while, I actually think can help Jameis Winston. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of pressure on Winston to come out of the gates with a team that is,
no doubt,
you feel like is prepped to be in the Super Bowl conversation, depending upon how far he can actually take them with his talent.
Well, if you go back to his start last year, there was no Landry at the receiver position. There was no Chris Olave at the receiver position.
No Michael Thomas.
There was
no Michael Thomas
at the receiver position.
Get it.
He's gained three viable players. I mean, talking about guys that could actually go. Now, Chris Olave hadn't played in the NFL yet, but I'm betting that he'll be okay. He got two veteran players in Thomas and Landry with him. Alvin Kamara's there. Okay, Pete Carmichael's there. Those guys are veterans that understand the National Football League. I think when you talk about Jameis Winston, you have to look at him and understand everybody grows and matures. He's got a real second opportunity at the quarterback spot to relive it and show everybody why he was the number one overall pick and a Heisman Trophy winner at Florida State. And I think he was able to start showing that a year ago prior to his injury. I'm not worried about him one bit because I don't think like everybody else. Everybody holds on to these negative things that have gone on in his career on and off the field, and they're not willing to say, okay, he's in a better situation now. He's probably going to do a better job based on the small amount of work that we saw a year ago. They don't want to believe that. They almost want to believe like he's going to be a failure so they can be able to say, see, I knew it wasn't going to work. This is the same guy, when that's not true at all. And I'm a Saints guy because of my nephew. If my nephew went to the damn Toronto Argonauts, I'll be a Toronto fan. I mean, that's just the reality of it. But I'm also telling you the truth in the way that I see it for this team.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance and ESPN Radio. Biggest Super Bowl sleeper right now. Let us know at 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Dave in Atlantic City. Biggest Super Bowl sleeper is who and why?
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, listen, I think the Raiders are a big-time sleeper. You know, they made the playoffs last year. They improve a head coach, pick up Josh McDaniels. He's going to learn from his first gig. You pick up Davante Adams. You bring in Chandler Jones. I mean, good Lord. You're talking about upgrades, okay? So you got a quarterback who's very serviceable, doesn't turn the ball over. You give one of the best receivers in the game with Darren Waller and Hunter Renfrow. And so that's going to take some pressure off Josh Jacobs so they can't stack the line against him. And on the defense, you got Max Crosby on one end and Chandler Jones on the other. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, they're winning the division. The Chiefs are going to take a major step back losing Tyreek Hill. That is going to hurt them. Might not hurt them in a regular season, but when you need that special play and he's not there, that's going to hurt them come the postseason. And I just really like Derek Carr. And now you got a smart offensive-minded coach with some big improvements. Him and Adams play the Thinking College together, so they know each other. So you know they're going to work out, man. So I really think the Raiders are going to win like 12, 13 games. And, I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl.
Did you put your house on that?
But, like, I'm with Dave, though. I'm with Dave, though, for a minute, though, Keith.
Dave
I'm just worried about
that. Dave is a Raider fan.
I'm just worried about that division, man. That division is ruthless. That division is a beast.
Dave, like, they got this, they got that.
He broke it down.
All right.
Yeah, he broke it down. When you have that kind of faith in your team that you haven't had faith for the last 20 years.
Well, they're on my list. Yeah, they are. They're sitting at four on the sleeper list out of the five. Yeah, yeah, so they're there. I see the same things Dave see. The division will be tough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the defense.
Yeah, so
the defense
improved. And he mentioned Max Crosby. Yeah,
the biggest problem for them was their back end.
Right,
it wasn't necessarily their front. Their front was fine. It's the back end that wasn't holding up.
Well, they got Chandler Jones, so you got him and Max Crosby. Now you got bookend defensive ends, the outside linebacker.
But what Chandler Jones do you get? Though, do you get the first four game Chandler Jones,
or
do you get a 17 game Chandler Jones?
Well, you better get the one that can make pressure on the quarterback. This way your back end doesn't have to be out there for a lot of snaps and have to plaster receivers for a long amount of time.
Exactly.
They can't get to that quarterback. Patrick Mahomes still in that division. I'm still trusting Kansas City's going to win.
He's looking over the Chargers? Looking over the Chargers? Jay, what we're doing, Freddie?
Jay, we talked about this yesterday when you weren't here in terms of, to me and Keyshawn, the biggest concern – don't blame Jay. The biggest concern was that –
blame me for what?
No, because you weren't here. That's what – you know what Key does. The biggest concern for both of us was not the players in terms of the offense or the defense. It's the head coach, Brandon Staley. Has he learned anything from last year where he blew some games for this team? That's the main concern with the Chargers.
That's a concern, but the Chargers are really cute right now, Jay.
Yeah, but hold on.
We're
giving credit to Jameis Winston for him growing and maturing, and we're saying that Brandon Staley can't grow and mature?
No. That's not what Freddie said, and that's not what I said.
Yeah, that's not what we said. No.
Did he learn?
Okay.
Did he grow? You know, did he understand that the analytics got him in trouble a year ago? Now, if he learned from that, and he can show us throughout the course of the season that he can make in-game decisions on the positive and not on the negative side, then this team possibly could be headed in the right direction for some magical things. Yeah. They are sexy. There's no question about it.
I hear you.
They are a sexy team, and they look good, and they got the trees on the perimeter, and they got Khalil Mack and Bosa, and the secondary is – they got it all. There's no question about it. With Lombardi calling plays. I mean, they got what you're looking for. But can they put it all together for a 17-plus week season to wind up in Arizona in the Super Bowl?
I don't know that yet. Completely understand it. I just love the did he, because I can make the did he scenario work. Like, did Josh McDaniels learn from his first time, as a head coach? Like, there's a lot of did he learn scenarios out there that we can make applicable towards teams.
Dennis Allen with the Saints.
Did any of them learn from the mistakes a year ago? Self-evaluation, self-check. We don't know. All we could go off of is what we saw in the past. And what we saw in the past is he cost them about four games with some in-game decisions and didn't have answers post-presser on why he did that, at least real answers to me.
Jonathan in Houston, biggest Super Bowl sleepers, who and why?
Yes, sir. I think it's a tie between the Colts and the Broncos. Now, I want to go with the Broncos first, because last time they got a quarterback from a different team was Peyton Manning, and I believe they did it second year with him. I could be wrong about that, though, but they look really strong, and I think Russell Wilson slept on really hard, and especially because of all the Super Bowl losses, which wasn't even his fault. I mean, why do you pass there? You know, when you have a Marshawn Lynch, a beast, you know. But I think they look really strong with the defense and also stealing Randy Gregory from the Cowboys. So I think they're actually going to win that division. I don't think the Raiders have a chance. You know, Derek Carr is their biggest nemesis to that team because he can't stay healthy a lot of times. So, you know, I think the Broncos are going to win the division, honestly. I don't see Kansas City doing it, and I don't see the Chargers either. I know Josh Herbert is a beast too, but I just think they're a big sleeper. I don't know why people sleep on them. But also the Colts adding Matt Ryan. You know, Matt Ryan is stuck in that black hole of a team, the Falcons, and he's, I think, going to be just major for them, in my opinion, because he's not a bad quarterback, never was. He always put up big numbers. But he's stuck on teams that just have, you know, nothing going for them, you know.
Yeah, I would say Indianapolis before Denver. And I know he mentioned the last time Denver got a veteran quarterback, they went to the Super Bowl and Peyton Manning and da-da-da-da. But it wasn't even about Peyton Manning.
The defense is real.
It was about the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, they carried
the
him across
first time
the finish
they went
line.
To the Super Bowl, clearly he threw for 50 touchdowns, whatever the case may be. But the year that they won that Super Bowl, it was all about Von Miller and company out there causing havoc and creating problems for Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers. So it's a little bit different. I know that. And when you start to look at the Indianapolis Colts, Matt Ryan is in a better situation than he's been in a very long time in his professional career in Indianapolis.
I still worry about that Broncos defense. I mean, I'm not going to go anywhere near that they can win that division. The defense should be good. But Russell Wilson, as talented as we've seen him be, guys, and he has played an elite level at times, he's at his best when he has a running game. And not just trying to outthrow people. And in that division, when you got Derek Carr of the Raiders, Justin Herbert of the Chargers, Patrick Mahomes of Kansas City, I don't believe, guys, he's going to win a lot of those battles. He is at his best when it's a two-fisted attack with a running game and a passing game. If he has to be the main reason why this offense is going to succeed, I don't think that's going to work out well for the Denver Broncos in 2022.
Well, they ran the ball well last year, Freddie.
Just don't sleep on Javonte Williams, Freddie. Don't sleep.
But that was last year.
No, I'm not
year.
Sleeping on him, but that was last year with Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon II. I hear you, Jay, in terms of running the football well. They're going to have to continue to do that. It can't just be about up and down Arena Football League games because I don't believe they're going to win that way in that division.
Yeah, and you're probably right about that. But then again, that staff and that running game and that running style isn't there anymore. I think people forget that there's a new staff in town. No Vic Fangio isn't there. His style, his thought process, what they wanted to do offensively is completely changed now. And I think that will certainly, pique a lot of people's interest on what Denver's capable of doing from an offensive standpoint. You didn't go get Russell Wilson to have him throw the football 50 times a game. What you went and got Russell Wilson to do is make the right plays when you need him to make the right plays throughout the course of a game. That's when he's had success. I think a lot of people look at the success of Russell Wilson and say, well, only because he had a running game. Well, no, it's a philosophy that fits in Russell Wilson's game, which is play defense, run the ball efficiently, and allow me to make the handful of throws that I need to make in order for us to win football games. Not this 50 down the field every single game that I got to throw 50 times a game. Can't win that way with Russell Wilson and no other quarterback for that matter.
It's going to be a fun division. We got the AFC West with all those quarterbacks and all that intrigue. But, Jay, Will, I'm with you in terms of with the Broncos running the football more than ever before in the golden age of football. Your quarterback can't just do it by himself. He's got to be able to have a running game that can help him out. And that's going to be really apparent in this division that's not talked about. All these teams can have the running games and the quarterbacks, but if your quarterback's trying to win games by themselves, Jay, well, I'm with you. Your quarterback can't do it by himself.
Look, Freddie, I love the Chargers and the Raiders. I Kansas City, too. For me, like, I'm not going to pick a winner of this division. I got no damn clue, to be honest with you. But I'm going to enjoy the hell out of just sitting back and watching it, though. I'm going to tell you that.
It's going to be must-see football each and every week involving AFC West opponents, no doubt about that. KD still wants out of Brooklyn. But what does he really, really want? That's next to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And this is ESPN Radio and ESPN 2.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.